From WRAL Studios, this is Out and About, a podcast about North Carolina. Let's travel around. Let's find out about the great people and places and events that make this such a great state. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This episode is all about local theater. My wonderful friend and host over at Mix 101.5, Diane Ramsey, has an interview with Eric Woodall from the North Carolina Theater. They're going to talk a little bit about some of the productions that are coming up and some shows that are really cool. So I'm going to let Diane take it away.
Hey, I'm Diane Ramsey, and the goal of the Out and About podcast is to take you places. Well, North Carolina Theater has been taking people places, their productions of high-quality live theater for nearly 40 years now. So I think North Carolina Theater can be credited with helping revitalize downtown Raleigh, bringing people in down there. So today I'm talking with Eric Woodall. He is the producing artistic director for North Carolina Theater. So welcome, Eric.
Thank you, Diane. It's so great to be back with you.
It's nice to talk to you, too. It's great. The last time we talked, I believe, was the production of Kinky Boots.
Yes.
In 2020.
Yes.
Ahead of that.
Yeah, it was the last thing before the world shut down.
Right. We didn't know that at the time.
Who knew? No.
But yeah, that was quite something when everything did shut down. But you personally have a long history with North Carolina theater.
I do indeed. As a teenager, I grew up in Benson, so in the greater Raleigh area. And I have done theater since I was a kid. And I was lucky enough to perform with North Carolina Theater when I was still in high school. So I was in the ensemble of a few shows, and I was on stage with these Broadway professionals that they would bring down to star in the shows. So, you know, after many, many years of being in this profession in many different ways, after over 25 years in New York, it was a real full circle moment to be able to come back and serve the community and give back so many of the things that were given to me.
Oh, that's so nice the way you say that. But it is an inspiration, mm-hmm. the North Carolina Theater, for a lot of kids growing up in the Triangle, because they think, oh my God, they get paid.
That's so right. Well, we are the only full professional theater in the region, and we are the largest producing theater organization. Mm-hmm. You know, DPAC is a fantastic organization that brings these tours in, but that's not what we do. So right. We're producing the shows right here in Raleigh's backyard, mixing Broadway talent with local talent and hiring close to 100 people per production. So we're very proud of that.
You should be, because that is really, really fun. We were talking about the things shut down in 2020, but then you came back in the fall of 2021, right? Last year.
Yes, we actually dipped our toe in the water this time last year, and we did a small production on the main stage. It was Songs for New World, which was concert in feel. It's Jason Robert Brown, and it went really well, but audiences were, a little nervous about
still
coming
skittish.
Back. Yeah, the people who came had a fantastic time. We were wearing masks, you know, in the mm-hmm. audience. The actors didn't have to just in the performance, so they weren't. But yeah, that was our first attempt at getting back to quote unquote normal. And then in the fall, yes, as you say, we produced 9 to 5, and that was our first, I say, huge production, you know, and back to what we do. And it was a little more, it was closer to what we have established in the past as far as, you know, packed audiences mm-hmm. and great excitement around the shows. And then we follow that up right away with a small one-person show in the Fletcher Theater, which was Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, which is a show about Billie Holiday.
Oh, gosh. And that was so timely, too, because yeah. that there was that movie.
That's right.
That was
right.
out in Oscar nominee. I love
yeah.
that movie.
Yeah.
Of course, now I can't think of the name of it.
The People versus
Yes.
Yes.
Billie Holiday.
It was so good. It was so good. And this was from a slightly different point of view, but still working with this, obviously, the same subject matter. And when Audra McDonald played this part on Broadway, she won a Tony for it. And
oh,
so
gosh.
We were really fortunate to have a great actress from TV, Angela Robinson, come play the title role for us. And we were really thrilled with how that that production went.
That was good. And then you did that Ring of Fire. Was that the next one?
That's right.
Then did I miss we because I missed those. Seeing them.
We then took a break. We were supposed to do Sister Act during that time, but one of the variants, you know, popped up, and I guess it was Omicron.
Who could
or Delta?
Track?
I don't remember, but it was really hitting strongly at the time, and so we made the very difficult decision of postponing Sister Act. So that's why we're going to talk about it. But Sister Act is coming up very shortly, and we're excited about it.
But we were
able to do Ring of Fire, which was the story of Johnny Cash and presented his music with five incredible performers that played about six instruments apiece. And did all of the singing and all of the acting, and it was thrilling.
Yeah, and you did something with that. Like, didn't you donate some proceeds?
Well, we have a huge program with North Carolina Theater called All In. And what that does is it connects us to the community, and we are dedicated to having a community partner on every show and really working with organizations that are connected in some way to what a show is about.
Oh, okay.
So on Ring of Fire, we were connected to Healing Transitions here in Raleigh that works with recovery.
Yeah, and, so
you know,
important.
It was such a big part of Johnny Cash's life. And so we started this incredible relationship, and it has been building since then. And it's just amazing how when you plant those seeds, to see what grows and how you can affect each other.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that. And I don't think a lot of people realize you're a not-for-profit theater.
That's right.
People pay and you pay your performers.
That's exactly right. And it does feel confusing because it feels like because we are doing shows in a big, spectacular way, you know, downtown in the large theater, it feels like we're maybe for profit, but we are not. We're nonprofit. And however, we are different from community theaters because we are completely professional and we're not made up solely of volunteers. So we do have to make a certain amount to then put it back out there and bring in the best of everyone that we can find. And when I say bring in, not necessarily from afar, but bring in from our area.
Right. But sometimes, like you said, people from New York or Broadway.
Right.
Your next one that you're doing, I'm very excited about because I'm a fan of this show, On Your Feet.
Yes.
The story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan. I saw that one on Broadway.
Amazing.
I love her music. We used to play a lot of that on Mix, so I'm very familiar with it. And I think audiences will love that. That is your next show.
That is right. We are in rehearsal as you and I speak. and we're putting the show together. It is going to be so wonderful. It's, you know, if people ever have enjoyed Mamma Mia or Jersey Boys, you know, or Beautiful, which is the story of Carole King, this is a show for them because her music, you don't realize how much you loved her music until you're hearing song after song.
Yes.
And you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot she did that or they did that, you know?
Exactly.
And what they have done is cleverly taken all of the music that Gloria and Emilio Estefan wrote and that some of the music also from Miami Sound Machine, and it's woven in the story of Gloria and Emilio Estefan. So it's really wonderful to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really very energetic.
Oh my gosh. You just have to, like, On Your Feet. You want to get on your feet.
You want to get on your feet, and we hope you do. and it's really half of the show is you feel like you're in a concert.
Yes.
The band is all on the stage, lots of big lights, lots of great costumes. And so it goes in and out of being on a concert stage with Gloria and Emilio. And then you see some of the behind the scenes in their real life.
Right. It even takes you to Cuba for a little bit of the story. You're like, you really feel like you're there. The way they're dressed.
That's exactly
right. The action and the community and all that.
That's right.
It is a great show. So that one is coming up August. Remind me again.
That is August 9th through August 14th.
So you can get those tickets now for that. But you also have one more show after On Your Feet. That one is Sister Act, the one you alluded to that you had to postpone from last year.
That's right.
So that's that's another one with a lot of energy and a lot of music that you're going to recognize.
And don't you think that's what we all want to see right now?
Yes.
You know, we're finally able to get back out and do some social things and be with people, even if we do choose to wear masks, that's fine. And we want to celebrate. We want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And so these two together, I couldn't be more thrilled with how it wound up with the timing of both. So the fact that we get to bring On Your Feet, which is hot, 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 and we get to do that in the summer, and then we get to follow it up with Sister Act, with all those nuns. And we have some of the most incredible voices. The people that have come together for this show, I still am scratching my head on how we were so lucky.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but are these the same people that were cast originally last year?
Yes, many of them are. Some of them are not. So we were able to keep a good deal of the folks, but then I would say about 7 or 8 got other jobs.
Yeah, because they can't just sit around for a year.
No, and many of them are on Broadway now. And, right. You know, they're like, sorry, but when it moved, and it's like, we totally understand. But what's thrilling is we've been able to find incredible people to take those positions, you know? And
again, another fun musical.
Yes.
That you can bring the whole family to.
The whole family,
Both of them are very, very family friendly.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And they're just good times, you know? And Sister Act is based on the movie Sister Act, and then has incredible music by Alan Menken, who has written The Little Mermaid, written some incredible musical theater music, it's wonderful. It's a raucous good time.
I like that, a raucous good time. And that's October 11th through 16th?
That's right. That's the 11th through the 16th of October.
And that was what is so cool is that I saw on your website you've got sort of a ticket deal that bundles those shows.
We do. As you just said, there's something that threads those shows together because they are so fun. And we thought, well, what if we, take that and run with that idea and allow people to have a discount to see both of these incredible shows. So that's what's out there now.
All right. And you go to NC Theater, and that's THEATRE.
Correct.
.com for all those tickets, and it's really a good deal. I mean, I'm not kidding. It's a really, really, really good deal.
Yes,
so don't miss that out. The closing out the 2021-2022 season. Now, that brings us to the 2022-23 season. So we're going to talk about those shows on the Out and About podcast when we return. Welcome back to the Out and About podcast. I'm Diane Ramsey talking with Eric Woodall, producing artistic director with North Carolina Theater. And we talked about what is closing out this year, but you have a new season starting the 2022. I feel like I'm repeating numbers. 2022-2023 season. When does that season begin?
Well, what's interesting is it actually begins a week and a half after we finish the current season.
Okay.
It feels like it's so far away, but it begins with Steel Magnolias, which is November 4th through the 13th.
Oh, perfect.
And that's the kickoff show, yeah.
Oh, that's a good show, too. I mean, it's deep and everything. It's not a musical, is it?
No, it's a play.
That's
and,
what I thought.
You know, we do some of our shows in the smaller theater, which is 600 seats. It's the gorgeous Fletcher Theater. And when we do plays, which we do mostly musicals, but sometimes we will do plays, we do them in the more intimate space. I'm very excited to do more and more musicals in the intimate space because I feel like it creates more of a Broadway experience, actually.
Huh.
But we are doing Steel Magnolias in that space. And yeah, you know, Steel Magnolias is a play that gets produced very often. But I think if you're able to get an incredible group of people together, which we have for this show, and you tell it with fresh eyes, not meaning that we're taking it out of its time period where it's set or anything, but we're going to underneath, we're going to be, it's going to be told in the contemporary way. And
cool.
I think whenever that's done, and if a play can hold up against that, it means it's a great play with a great message. And Steel Magnolias is certainly that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I only know the movie, but I look forward to seeing that on stage. And then after that, Dreamgirls. Oh my God.
I know.
What a great show.
I'm so excited about Dreamgirls. Yeah, that's we call that our Valentine's Day show. It's right before Valentine's Day, but it's a great Valentine's Day gift. Would be an incredible date. It's February 7th through the 12th. And you know, there's such great glamour, such amazing dancing, singing. It's a lot of people will know the movie. A lot of people will know the show. But again, it's one that is a favorite of a lot of people. And it invokes a lot of great feelings. And so I think it just feels like the right time to be doing Dreamgirls.
Yeah, it's a really great story. I mean, there's a large story arc.
That's right.
With that music and then the whole Motown theme kind of that goes with it. Yeah, it's another great one. And then we have The Color Purple.
Yes.
Oh, another. Yeah. I'm just like in awe of all these shows. They're so good.
Well, thank you. We're so excited at North Carolina Theater about this entire season. And as I started, you know, honing in on what shows we could get the rights to and felt right for our audiences, I started seeing a common theme, and it was women. Mm-hmm. And so I started jotting down, and I literally jotted one day these four words with periods in between: women, together, survive, thrive. And that has become our theme for the 22-23 season. And it's not that every show is only about women, but there are incredible female characters in all of these shows.
Yes.
And certainly with The Color Purple. I mean, you know, here we have Steel Magnolias, which tells one story of women in the South.
Right.
And then we have The Color Purple, which tells a very different story of women in the South.
Yes.
And The Color Purple is, you know, it's based on the Pulitzer Prize winning novel. And it was such an incredible and successful movie. It's been on Broadway twice as a musical. And right now, Oprah and her team of producers are making it into a musical movie. So, you know, it feels like we can't get enough of The Color Purple because there's such a universal truth in that show about needing each other and growing and love.
Yeah. Well, that's very well put. Because, yeah, there's some sad parts, but it resolves in such a nice, loving way.
That's right.
I really love that show. Did you tell the dates of that one?
That one is April 25th through May 7th. Right around May 7th is Mother's Day. So again, what a great treat if people wanted to come around that time to see the show.
Absolutely. You're thinking.
Yeah,
I love it, Eric.
Yeah.
And then after The Color Purple, you've got Mary Poppins, a classic.
We do. And you know, this is one that we are revisiting. We did Mary Poppins about 10 years ago. It was a huge hit for North Carolina Theater. I have such a close connection to Mary Poppins because I was one of the casting directors for it on Broadway and the tour.
Cool.
And so Mary Poppins has been in my life for almost 15 years now. And so I love the chance to revisit it, bring it back. We have such a spectacular set. We will have flying. And there are so many magical elements to it. I think that it's a very special way for us to celebrate musical theater in the summer. So that'll be a year from now. That'll be in the summer, July 25th through the 30th. Great for the whole family.
Oh, absolutely. If you've never seen it, you got to see Mary Poppins. And then what an interesting way to end your season, Sunset Boulevard.
We close with the amazing and glamorous Sunset Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard is one of Andrew Lloyd Webber's most incredible scores. It is opulent. The strings are incredible. And it tells the story of this fading silent movie star, Norma Desmond. There is a movie of Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And the show was very successful on Broadway, but it's a big show. It's a very large show, lush in the orchestra and the amount of cast members and the costumes and the set. So it's not a show that gets produced very often. So for most people, this will be their first introduction to Sunset Boulevard, and we love that.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that I wanted to do Sunset Boulevard is for our own local Raleigh Broadway star, Lauren Kennedy. So Lauren is going to be playing Sunset Boulevard. And the interesting story about it is this was her Broadway debut when she was I don't even think she was 20 yet.
Yeah, she was young.
And she was very young, and she was cast in the Broadway production of Sunset Boulevard. And now she admits this. She's at the age that Glenn Close was when Glenn Close first played Norma Desmond. And so she's going to be bringing this show to her hometown, playing that lead role.
Oh, that really makes me want to see it. Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool that actors, you know, can age with different parts. Like,
absolutely.
Okay, she played that part when she was in her not quite 20. And now she's got that maturity and she can bring that to Norma Desmond.
That's right.
And what are the dates for Sunset Boulevard?
That's going to be next fall. That is October 10th through the 15th of 2023.
Have to remind myself too. It seems like a long way away.
I know. But it's coming up so fast.
It is. Yeah. It really is. So I assume people can get like a package and get all of this for the whole season, or they can get individual shows.
That's right. You can really do it any way that you want. There are so many options. If you go on our website, nctheaterwithre.com, you can find out. We'd love to sell a season ticket to as many people who are interested, because we think there's something in here in every single show for everybody that people will enjoy. But if some of the shows you aren't as excited about, we have smaller packages. And we also encourage people just buying tickets per show, if that's what you'd rather do.
Exactly. Yes. Whatever suits you.
Whatever gets you in the seat. We want people. We do this. Doing theater is for the audience. And so we want as many people to share in the magic as we can get packed into those theaters and any way that you want to come.
And some local performers, like you mentioned, in some of the roles.
Yes.
So that's really a very special thing about North Carolina theater, I think, is, yeah, you do give local actors an opportunity to do some of the nicest material.
We do. And that's what's so wonderful as well. It's not that people who are local to the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area are only, you know, stuck in the background or something. It's not that at all. You know, we have so many people from our area playing leading roles opposite some of their idols who came in from Broadway. And that's so thrilling to witness. And we believe in that. We have cultivated and helped culture through our conservatory, our North Carolina Theater Conservatory for the Youth. We teach classes. And so there's a natural progression that happens often where the students in the classes then, you know, get experience and they're ready to be in one of the main stage productions. And then they leave us and go to school, and then they go to Broadway. And so, you know, people like Ariana DeBose, who just won the Oscar, came through our doors and was certainly on our stages. So we're thrilled about playing a part in someone's trajectory.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's so wonderful. All right. Well, thanks so much, Eric Woodall, producing artistic director for North Carolina Theater. There's a lot of stuff they're going to be for the next year and not quite a half. Remember, you can get tickets to see the immediate shows, On Your Feet, The Story of Emilio and Gloria Estefan. That's August 9th through 14th. And then Sister Act, October 11th through 16th, and they're both at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, the bigger stage, right? Mm-hmm. And again, once again, the best way to get tickets and information about all this.
Yes, it's on our website, which is NC Theater, and that's spelled R-E, that's how we spell theater, .com. So nctheater.com.
Can't wait.
Diane, thank you so much for having me. And we can't wait to see you at the theater.
Oh, you will. It's going to be exciting. Thank you so much. And make sure you take advantage of some of these awesome shows that we have right here in the Triangle. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
I want to thank Diane for this really cool interview. I love going to the theater, and North Carolina Theater has some amazing productions. So make sure you check them out. This has been the Out and About Podcast. A production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more episodes, just go and wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us. We have more than 100 episodes, if you can believe it. It's amazing. So thank you for listening. If you want to know more about the North Carolina Theater, you can always go to WREL.com/out and about. And we have some information about their upcoming productions. If you want to tell us who you want to see in an upcoming episode of the Out and About podcast, just find us on social media. We are WREL Out and About on all platforms. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.